It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Tonight, who I met down there tonight, Mr. G from the Breakfast Club. Yes, the Breakfast Club, the Breakfast Club that comes on the network, the major network. Yes, Charlamagne. Yes, Charlamagne's own DJ producer of the show, Breakfast Club, going to come on and holla on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That is huge. So we're going to be doing it big tonight. All live, all in. Get ready. Get on this train, or get on the same, or get on the A-Town Louis III DJ ATL train, whatever you want to call it. We riding tonight, buddy. We riding out. So we got a lot of big things popping tonight. We're definitely getting into some music right now. So while we get everything set up, get ready for our guest, Mr. G. Before we get to that, we're going to go ahead and play a single right quick. I'm going to play my friend. Yes, my friend. Mr. Revelation, Tupac's cousin, which was signed to Death Row Records. That's right. He was signed to Death Row Records right when Tupac Shakur was around. Yes, he would have headed up Death Row South. But, hey, let's go ahead and get into his latest single with the late B.B. King's baby daughter, which has a Grammy, Miss Claudette King. Yes, we're going to go and play that single right now. Freedom. A lot of you guys want to hear that right now. Freedom. Freedom. Let's hit it. It's your boy, DJ ATL and Style, doing it big on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Cause I'm a mule. I ain't eating it like you think I am. I ain't no fool. We sub, I'm living at how they price our food. We proud to grow for Trump, don't win to shut that down too. The congressmen is in control, how they control you. I told you freedom ain't free, they love control too. They can't abolish slavery if they really wanted to. We lie stocks to the rich, that's why they troll you. They let the government, the agency patrol you. Social media, technology, and them too. Man, I can't call the kettle black, I'm drinking cold brew. And smoking fatty, going batty, cause they own you. I done put my life down on the line for me and my whole crew. We want our freedom and everything you say you gon' do. Gon' change the law, pay reparation and give our gold. They gonna test the food. I'm always coming from my heart because I set them rules. It's all natural like I am, they get my point of view. I see the life for what it is, it's just a puppet school. Most of these shuck and jot at what they told to do. They gotta bring somebody down to bring them up too. My life is ruthless, it ain't easy like you thought I blew. It's way harder than it look like it's easy to do. But I can tell you how I barely even made it through. The world is cold and I was in it with the bird flu. I'm hard-headed cause I'm free, do what I wanna do. I was born a free man, I feel my soul too. I feel the change approaching quicker like it's supposed to. Ain't about to quit, come on, done stop doing what they supposed to. Cause when I look back at my life, it meet its goals.
Complain, man. Beautiful event that we were just at, man, with Miss Lisa Lopez, the late Lisa Lopez, doing a remembrance for her. Very nice event.
Oh, yeah. 20-year anniversary and her legacy. They celebrated. Yeah, it was dope. And I like coming out to events like that, especially when I get to meet some amazing people. I appreciate the energy today.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, man. I appreciate yours, man. But y'all was doing some things out there, man, you know. We want to just give it to the crowd and audience and tell them what kind of things y'all was doing at that event.
Oh, well, I'm actually in town for the event that I'm doing tomorrow with KT, the Arts Degree. That's Dr. Sebi's stepson.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has an event. So if anybody out there listening have herpes or know somebody with herpes and want to reverse that situation, or if anybody took the jab, I'm going to just call it the jab that the government forcing on us and trying to flush that out their body. We out here doing that. So Ronnie hit me up, that's Lisa's younger brother, since he knew I was going to be out, because he's going to be at the event tomorrow too.
Okay.
He told me, if you if you could come in early, you could make this event. So I took advantage and just killed two birds with one stone.
I'm going to tell you what, guys. Y'all missed a very beautiful event. Very beautiful event. I mean, I thought it was very done. Also met some future CEOs. Man, Lisa Lopez, man, rest her soul. Her organization is still pushing forward right now, still doing big moves and making CEOs, making new generation of people to come into fold. So definitely, I thought the event was amazing, too. Very amazing.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. So her mother, her little sister, her brother, people that she grew up with. I met nephews, cousins, people she was locked up with. I can't wait to edit this stuff and put it on social media so the world could see it.
Oh, yes, it was definitely a beautiful event. All the way till it got dark, too. Well, let's go ahead and get into you, man, because I know everybody's like, who is Mr. G? So can you go ahead and bring it in and let everybody know where you come from, what you're doing, and what kind of status, what are you offering people right now at your level of your greatness, of your video production and everything else you do?
Well, actually, okay, well, my name is Abelardo Guerrero Caballero Jr. I'm from Honduras, Central America. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, though, Bronzeville, Brooklyn. Salute to all my kings and queens out there. I'm out here visiting in Atlanta. I'm actually an author. I wrote a book, My Journey with Dr. Sebi, and I'm a video producer, and actually I have several documentaries that I'm working on right now, one of them being with Nick Cannon, the other one with Pablo Medina, and I actually have my documentary that Netflix is going to stream. My book is going to be a docuseries on Netflix. So salute to Carl Jones for making that happen for me. Much love for him. I've been working with Wendy Williams since we've been at WBLS. So salute to the queen of all media. Got nothing but love for her.
Definitely.
And salute to her ex-husband, Kevin. He a motherfucker, but he's still my boy. Oh, I'm not back. Can I curse on this?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Oh,
good.
My God.
Yeah, we're penalized because we already had over age, and we're penalized all around the world. It's all good. You know? All
right. Well, salute to everybody listening around the world. Anybody can hear my voice, man. Peace and love to all of you guys. Like, I'm all open, man. Like I was telling you earlier, I'm out here with the trap with Oracle. She's actually my man's wife. They have some amazing product out here. So KT is here and his wife is here, and I wanted you guys to hear what they have to say as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely will bring everybody in to talk. We definitely going to do that.
Yeah, let me get my shine first, though.
Go ahead. You got it. You got the floor. Matter of fact, I do this. I'm going to rest. I'm going to give you the floor. But before I give you the floor, since we're talking about Dr. Sebi, which is a great, legendary doctor, man, bless his soul. I know he's happy. I know he's in heaven smiling down at you. And I know since this whole COVID thing, I wish he was here to see this and tell us what we should be doing. But that's great, sir. That you're a descendant of him and you're still giving that information and still pushing his legacy, because his legacy was to help people and to heal people and to put them in the right mind so they can stay around much longer, which I can get into a lot of contention with the government, but we won't push that level. We're just going to go ahead and just rejoice. But I do want to ask you the sense of this. What's your outlook on the COVID vaccine, and what did you think the COVID vaccine overall, was it something that you felt that was needed to be done, or you think that was something that was rushed to be done?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you asked me that, because I'm a type of brother that I like to stay in my lane. I'm going to let KT touch COVID for 1 second, because this is actually Dr. Sebi's stepson, and, well, Dr. Sebi raised him. Salute to his biological dad, who was an amazing man as well, Edward Tate. But let me just, he about to blow your mind real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Y'all here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network, man. We're definitely doing it big tonight. So we're going to go ahead and hear this, because I think it's been very important for every listener around the world to kind of get a good information on about this COVID thing, because We still ain't out of the woods. Let's say that right now. We are not out of the woods. I mean, we're still having people, as far as the media concern, the TV concern, we're still having people getting sick and dying from COVID. So, and it's, and as far as we know, it's new strains that keep popping up too. So we're expecting another one to pop up in the next, around wintertime, they said another strain, and we're going to see where we're going, whether we need a new vaccine, or whether we're going to figure out how to just completely get rid of it altogether. I don't know. That's something we can ask these folks. Or, like I said, ask these folks a question. You know, if anybody feel free, you know, definitely call in on 424-243-9617, and you can definitely get a chance to ask some questions.
Greetings. You got Casey.
Greetings.
Greetings, greetings, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm glad to have you on the phone. Because it gets a chance around, we're around the world in every country. If you're on Blog Talk, you'll be able to get this. And we also record these things, and this stays in the archive. And we also can take it off and send it to other sites. So this is a great platform, and I definitely want to use this as a moment to educate people since I have this interview. Because I usually do a lot of music guests, but this is very interesting to have this discussion because we do get into conflicts about COVID. COVID is one of the biggest things that was brought up since COVID had popped up on the scene.
That's right.
So the question I think that I wanted to ask you is strictly this. Do you think the COVID vaccine is something that was rushed to done, or it was something that needed to be done even though it was rushed?
Well, the COVID vaccine isn't a vaccine at all. It's mRNA gene therapy. I wouldn't even call it therapy. I would call it more of an editing program.
Mm-hmm.
Designed to manipulate your genome. And when I say genome, I'm talking about the genes, the DNA that make you who you are. We learn about genes in school, right? You know, you get your hair, you get your nose from your auntie, you get your kneecaps from your uncle, you know, stuff like that. But this is pre-written code, you know, that's inside your body. And what an mRNA vaccine is essentially a flash drive that you're plugging into the computer of yourself and uploading a change to your code, a change to your script, so that you're not who you are anymore. This vaccine, quote unquote, wasn't created to help anybody with COVID in at all. COVID came about like out of nowhere. We first heard about the coronavirus, then right after coronavirus, all of a sudden there's COVID-19. And at the same time, COVID-19 numbers are increasing, flu numbers are dropping. So, you know, you look at every year's statistics in regards to the flu season, there's a particular number of people that get flu shots and get infected and a certain number of people who die.
That's right.
Well, miraculously, as soon as COVID came, we didn't have no more flu. Flu just disappeared. All the numbers dropped exponentially.
Right.
But
all the data went. And I'm going to say this, and I do want to say this, and this is a fact, and I do want to say this because I think this is true. When you went to the CDC website to see what was going on the previous years before, they would tell you what was the main killer was you had heart attack, cancer, you had
right.
strokes, you had flus, you had all these things. But all of a sudden when COVID came, it's like, all the rest of those things didn't exist anymore. So, I do think that is. But I do want to piggyback and come back on you about this gene. So, why would they want to engineer with your genes to make you not who you are? I don't understand that. That's the confusion part.
Well, it's the same reason that it always has been, free will. You know, it's interesting, you know, the way that war has evolved. You know, you got two factions that are fighting each other in order to accumulate land, riches, power, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But what happens when you start figuring out how to manipulate your enemy? And what better way to manipulate an enemy than to control them? The whole idea is to patent you because you're not allowed to patent nature. You can't patent a flower. You can't patent a leaf. You can't patent a bird. But what a company can do is patent you if they can prove that a certain percentile of your genome belongs to them, the same way that they did it with Monsanto. I know you've heard of all the farms, you know, the farms that lost their land because they did Monsanto GMO, you know.
Yeah, GMO food, yes, and I did read about that. And, you know, once you put GMO food plant life into ground, you can't grow regular food no more from there.
I've heard about that. Let's say a truck is passing by your farm with GMO plants on it, and the seeds fall off the truck and roll into your field. You never planted them. You never wanted to grow them or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The seeds happen to fall. You know how bees pollinate and how birds drop their droppings, you know, and their seeds inside. So then the person who owns the company comes over to the farm and they like, you're unauthorized to grow our crop. You seem to be growing our crop. We're going to sue you. And then they can't pay the suit. They can't pay the money up. So then they end up acquiring their land. Well, they're doing the same thing to the human body. Do you know that there's a patent? There's a patent for this. So it's not even like I'm making this stuff up. Like, they have a patent for nanotechnology in order to manipulate your thinking and to manipulate your genes.
Wow.
You know, maybe they don't want you to just have a baby until they say so.
Boy,
you know,
we definitely going to have a long talk tonight, man. You're getting into Mr. Carson's there, intelligent or extra intelligent, where black and you're getting into some of the history of the tablets. I mean, you're hitting on some things that I've been hearing for the last years and years that's been going on, and now we're at that time of character. I know a lot of us hear these things. Some of us call us conspiracy, and some of us hear,
let them call you that. You know, I don't care. You can call me a quack. You can call me crazy and insane, but you know one thing you're not going to call me? Somebody whose genes done got jacked up.
Wow.
I can tell you that. Wow. I'm going to keep my genetics preserved, you know, and we have to understand that when you read the Bible, when you read any of these ancient texts, there's a common denominator in regards to what took place in order for God to release his wrath upon the world, and that was manipulating the genetic stock of his creation. That is not what we're here to do. We are not here to change grandma's cookbook. That's what I call our genetics. I call it grandma's cookbook. She's been making them cookies like that for generations, and now you're going to come along and you're going to switch out the sugar, you're going to switch out the amount of flour, you're going to switch out the chocolate chips. You can't do that. It's not going to be her food no more, and you're not going to be you no more, you know? So
let me ask you this, and I'm not jumping ahead, so what happens to the next generation since if you haven't children and you're not yourself anymore? I'm just trying to figure out.
They're making toys. They're making robots and androids that'll sell you out in a heartbeat that won't be able to have children. Do you know that over the past 2 years, the average age of a black man passing has been 50?
Yes, I have noticed.
Yeah, I came up and life expectancy was 75, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I came up around healthy individuals that were in their 80s and women that were in their 100s, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I'm glad you brought in that up because that is something that has now been factored since COVID. And a lot of the older folks have died off and the life expectancy of people dying. We just had died 50 years old just in the last couple months now. Some of these rappers and couple singers. I'm still trying to understand that.
Because the elders hold the history. It doesn't matter what they write in a book or what they put in front of you on a TV. You get the real hand account from Big Mama. You get the real hand account from Uncle Jeffrey. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They've been there. They was there. They saw it. They got pictures. They got a diary, you know, a log or something, and they're telling you these stories. But guess what? If they kill them, if they run them crazy through neurodegenerative disorders and put them on medication, then they sound like a crackpot all the time, and the children are not going to listen and respect anything that the elder has to say. So yeah, you knock out all the elders. You compromise the adults, And then you manipulate the children so that when the children grow up, they're trained to do exactly what you want them to do, because that's what children are. They're sponges and impressionable.
Wow. I mean, let me tell you something. And this is DJ TLM Styles here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just want to say that right now. Everybody know where we are and what we're doing. I want to say something to what you just said, and I think that everything you're saying is probably a true fact. I mean, we've heard these things said in a lot of things from the government. We can't, logically, if you can't control the people, they used to say they will, it's easy to kill a million people. So now they're sending out a logic to really control you. And I think during this COVID thing, there was a learning lesson on how people is, how we react to certain things. And a lot of us ran and bought tissues and bought all kinds of stuff that didn't make any sense to a COVID.
Right.
And it's just to me, I think just my opinion is that it seemed like it was something test to see which angle was in which direction people were going. But can you say this? And that's just something I said. Is it the point that where people just don't believe in anything anymore and don't stand up for anything anymore? It makes this situation so easy now for people to be able to manipulate.
No, I don't think that's true, because based on statistics, I know 75% of black folks was not getting this jab. Like, that was a constant number for a long time.
Yeah, we're one thing you can say this, and I'm gonna say this, and we brought this up because I heard this said by a lot of Democrats, African American Democrats. I had this a lot said to me from politicians. I had this said all across the boards that, you know, African Americans was stuck thinking about sickness. What was the thing that they did in the back in the day? And the government lied about it, and they took the test.
Oh, yeah, Tuskegee, syphilis.
Yeah, Tuskegee, and a lot of people kept saying, no, stop listening to that. That was back then. This is not the same scenario. We got people dying. I know plenty of times that my argument was with me, this is DJ TLN, and I'm going to let y'all know, because I actually had a lot of arguments that I watched happen, and I actually had to come in on it because I said I need to be honest with people. When the COVID vaccine came out and they were talking about everybody taking this vaccine, you had Dr. Fauci, which is the head of the vaccine, which was ahead of the whole thing in the CDC. They could never give you a complete answer whether it was going to help you, save you, or whatever. They always played around and talked in circles. And they put you out there making you look stupid. A lot of the Democrats that I knew,
actually they were very straightforward in regards to what it does.
Right,
They said specifically that it is going to take us 7 years in order for us to compile the necessary information to let y'all know whether or not this is a successful vaccine or not. In other words,
right, that's what I'm saying.
A global experiment, and y'all are pinky and the brain.
Right, and y'all cannot sue. Y'all cannot sue, and y'all cannot say you cannot challenge them on any matter, saying when you take it or anything, you take it at your own risk.
Right.
But you needed to take it. And I think that's, to me, was a red flag, and I tell everybody this was a red flag because the fact when people started making arguments about you need to take it, because one time we had where it was vaccine and unvaccinated people. And the problem that I kept telling them, and this is something I did my research on, is that from my facts looking at data, see, I went to data, CDC and all their data, they could never tell you that a person unvaccinated recovered or a vaccinated person recovered from this vaccine. I mean, from COVID-19. They didn't have a number. Never did. And I'm saying to me, and I'm looking at this, and I kept saying, I said, that is an issue. How can we say something is working? And we was already, going into the third, second shot, the booster shots, and they didn't even have that data. And I started to say that there has to be some kind of data that says something if at least the stuff is working. And
oh,
I remember.
They have the data. The data is in all of the VIRS reports that, you know, they would manipulate. But a lot of that information is still available online that actually shows all the adverse effects people experience through taking the mRNA gene editing program.
Yeah, I had one of my friends said she's got some, she's a Caucasian lady. She said she got some issues that actually almost made her sick real bad from taking the vaccine. Right. Some people said their hair was growing weirdly on their bodies. I've heard some people have some effects, which I started to question it itself. And I said, you know, where these folks are pointing out that it was the vaccine, it's not that they weren't pointing. And the vaccine, as far as the people administrative, they're just now not talking about it. Now, I noticed it's just completely well on the rug, but we are still talking about COVID-19 and it being more of a situation to come back with a new, a new strain. So we still hear those things still being talked, and we still going on. So as people, and let me ask you this, and this, as people, what should we do? What's the risk of it? If we don't take it, the risk of us catching something.
I could tell you that real easy. Well, first of all, let me say that anybody who's interested in any further information in regards to the jab, flushing the jab, as well as herpes, I'm going to be doing an event tomorrow in Lithonia at Black Dots Cultural Center Bookstore on Main Street. And it's from 5 to 9.
So you actually, let me ask you this, y'all actually have something that can actually flush a person who took the vaccine and get it out of their body?
Sure do, and that's what the presentation is about, explaining how it works, how it happens.
We definitely, I know this is a one time, I know this is a show, but I need to bring you guys back on the line to talk about this, yes. I need to bring a crew on and have more of a discussion, because I think there's a lot of because it's interesting that now I'm hearing a lot of people now, months later, now have took the booster shot, saying they got some chronic issues going on with their body, and maybe they are pointing at this, it is the vaccine. And what I find is very funny, I don't hear no one saying anything that's not. You see what I'm saying? Professionally, the doctors or anybody. I'm not hearing the doctor say, they're not saying nothing. They're just being quiet. That's in the system. But one thing I will understand that I know about this vaccine, which I thought it was basically financially, it was financial situation where I believe there was a company that backed it, like you said, and they had to get, Biden had to put on so much pressure where he had to keep trying to get people to take it. Because he was the president. So he had every time try to get us to take this vaccine, which I thought was very interesting when I hear him talk about it. And then you hear Dr. Fauci talk about it on a different level, and you hear where it seems like it's something that's calamitous. Because the way I was looking at this booster shot and all this down the road, I said, we don't get to the point where we got to start taking these shots and start paying for them. That's the way it sounded like me. I thought it was a situation like that. But y'all giving me a whole nother line when y'all saying it's actually modifying your DNA. I didn't think that was possible, but it means, hey, people saying their hair is growing out. I've heard some weird story, toenails that they didn't have was growing. I mean, it's some weird stuff I've heard.
It's wild.
And people don't make stuff up like that just to be just saying that kind of stupid stuff or something's really going on.
Now, in terms of you asking me, should you take it, should you not take it, I ain't about to answer that. My thing is, look, if you walk in any spot and somebody is offering to inject something inside your body, and you like, okay, what is it? And they're like, I can't tell you. And you like, you know what? Go on ahead. Just shoot it in me. Like, if that's the type of person you are, then, hey, you know how to answer that. You know what I mean? Otherwise, if somebody can't disclose to you the contents of what they're about to put inside your body, which if that was something that was supposed to happen, you'd have a zipper. That's what Dr. Sabi would say. Dr. Sabi said, if we was meant to dig all up in our body like that, we would have been built with a zipper. So we don't got no zipper or no snaps or no buttons. You know what I mean? So we ain't supposed to be shooting all types of stuff in us, especially if we don't know what it is. Now, I got my wife with me. I want her to speak about her boutique real quick. She has and I know you might be like, what's relevant about that? But
No, it's very important. No, I got you. I want Yep.
Not just the black business and supporting women's business, but the fact of what she has in her store that can help people, you know, with their home, with energy, and a couple other things. Her name is Laurie, and here she is.
Greetings.
Greetings, Miss Laurie.
How you doing? So I just wanted to chime in and kind of piggyback off KT because a lot of people feel like they don't have remedies. So people are getting jabbed up, and there's a whole physiological aspect to it, but then there's this legal aspect, and people are completely lost in the woods on this. They don't know their rights, and they have no idea how to exercise them. They lack the conviction and the resources. So one of the things I sell in my store is the U.S. Constitution. Being a citizen of the United States or an American national, I'm actually an American national, but being under the United States, you have rights that are protected by the Constitution. And yes, you're naturalized in the U.S., yes, you have rights here. But this is the thing, though. The bottom line is there's not some little fancy piece of paper that protects our rights. So people that are getting pressured into this jab for work and things like that, they're using pieces of paper to do that. The truth is we all have birthrights. We're all born with inalienable rights. And that's stated in the Constitution, and I think the Declaration of Independence as well. So,
Yes, definitely.
So, in regards to the jab, there's a lot in the Constitution that can relate to the jab, but just off the top, I think it's a legal search and seizure. It's Amendment 4 or 5, I think it is, in the Constitution. But say your job is requiring you to take a shot in order to work. That's a legal search and seizure. Like, they can't just seize your body, and they can't just search you and tell you you're a risk to public health. They have to be able to prove that you're a risk to public health and public safety, and have probable cause and truly be for the public good. That's not the process these people are following. They're not doing it through a lawful process. So that's why we have to really get wise and start using the law as well as all of the botanical the ethnobotany that KP comes with, and, you know, hit them with a two-piece, you know, with this thing, because it is a herbal health wellness fight, but it's also a law thing too. Like, a lot of us just don't have the resources, or the nomenclature, or even to be able to speak in legalese, for even with their boss, to get them off their back, because there's a few things you can even say if you know you're right. Few things you can cite, and people don't have the resources. So that's one of the things I sell in my boutique.
Right. I'm glad you all came on, and you gave me another dimension to this. And this is the question I'm going to ask you, because you just brought up something that was very, very interesting, the rights. And when they were saying, telling people, if you didn't have the jab, you didn't get the COVID test, you didn't get this vaccine, and you would not be able to work. But it was like, to me, I'm just saying this again, it seemed like a test, because all of a sudden now it's gone. We're not talking about their issues no more. We're not talking about that. It seemed like it disappeared because it seemed like it was illegal for you to tell someone they couldn't have a job because they didn't take a vaccine shot.
Yes. Yes. And you have a right to work.
Mm-hmm.
And your occupation is your personal property. So that's another thing with the legal search and seizure. They can't seize your personal private property. And your occupation is something that you do. It's a skill. It's an intellectual property. Mm-hmm. And that intellectual property cannot be illegally searched or seized. So it's applicable to those things. People are not realizing that the law is applicable to these things. They're just falling in line in the name of public safety, but they're not doing their due diligence and making sure this is truly a public safety issue and not a public corruption issue.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, too, for corruption. Now, going forward here, and now
this debate, and we never did get a court that actually did get in front of court. Someone says, hey, man, you know what? I couldn't work at that place anymore because I didn't take the jab. So I never seen anything get to that point, but I think that they were starting to see that, and they hurried up, and it seemed like that's how this whole situation, we're not doing that no more. But I asked the question this, and I think it goes to all the panels before you too. I mean, both the guys before you. What is the long term of what they were trying to do? Because it seemed like it was a test, and it had just to see what and how far they could go. And I think they found out how far they was going to go with the job thing, and it didn't go that far. So now we hear where we're not even mentioning the COVID. It's all of a sudden the COVID has disappeared, and we in Russia. And that's starting to disappear. It's like whatever distraction was going on before. And to me, even with – and your boy brought up, your husband brought up, the thing he brought up before, the food situation with farmers. There was a situation that was going on for months that we were talking about. The farmers, I don't care what demographic you were, black, white, or whatever, for some reason these farms were catching on fire. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden that was going on. Then I remember before, because I'm going to go to the notorious slap. Before the day of the slap, that morning, it was the morning before, Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, said in a press conference meeting, there will be food shortage coming in the summertime. We're here now.
Yeah.
We're here now. Prices are high, and we are here. And I was telling people, I said, wait a minute. I remember when the whole slap went down and everyone was talking, well, you know, right now, why are we talking about a slap when we should be talking about what the hell is going on with the food shortage? How are we getting a food shortage? Then all of a sudden now, from that food shortage, we had a shortage of formula for babies, which was really huge. So,
yes. They always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Just like now they're prompting that they're going to be power outages this summer. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yeah, I heard that one too.
They're preparing people for power outages. They're letting you know what they're doing before ahead of time. So, you know, get with it or get lost. Like at this point, because they're letting you know and they're being very transparent with this stuff, but they're underhanded because they know it's people out here struggling and they know that, you know, folks is out here down bad. And that just kind of segues into, you know, my other aspect of my business. So with my boutique, it's fashion. It's about aesthetic. It's about looking and feeling good and having clothes that fit. But it's also a very spiritual brand as well. So it's a metaphysical boutique. So I sell spiritual supplies as well. And one of the – you asked about what was the test. So the test is conviction. This was a test of people's conviction. This whole ordeal and why everything is dropped now and all that, of course you can quantify it in whatever terms, you know, that you see it, but I saw it as a test of conviction for myself personally and for the world, because there were so many people who were on the fence and they didn't do their due diligence to pick a side. They just fell to one side due to acquiescence, and that's the problem. So the test was a test of conviction, and you need conviction in order to really understand law and in order to truly use it and for it to work for you. And that's what I saw these past 2, going on 3 years. People have a lack of conviction, and they acquiesce all of their rights. Conviction is built through spiritual intelligence and spiritual maturity and spiritual development. So that's where we're going wrong now. We're not spiritually in tune to be able to trust and navigate and have the faith in ourselves to know for sure. Like, and what really hurt me, I think what really took me back is the churchgoers were, and I ain't going to get on all of them because some of them, you know, didn't choose to jab up like that, but a lot of churchgoers that are, they'll shake you down in the name of Christ and have you shaking and crying and sweating with a wet palm in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, okay? and they will shake you and tell you they know with conviction. I've seen these people in person. I've seen these people raise up in the church and do some paranormal ish. You hear what I'm saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
And these same people acquiesce to the jab. I can't quite. That it's not logical for me. So that's it's a psychological thing. They get in these people's heads, and we don't have the spiritual capacity to see past these things.
Well, there's something interesting, and I listen to this pastor. They think his name is Kobe or whatever. He's a Republican. Well, he's not a Republican. He's actually just a pastor of Christ. And he said something to his he also said that he didn't want people coming to his church about COVID. He said, "You come to your COVID, you scared. You need to get the hell out of his church because you're supposed to have spirit strong for God. God is supposed to protect you." And I tell you, I even sometimes tell pastor, when I see a pastor got a mask on and he's walking around, and I say, "Wait a minute," because I have to say true, because I know a lot of these pastors go funeral, and they always tell everybody in their family, everyone, that God never make a mistake when they take their children home. Okay. And let's start there. And that's what I said. The church is, to me, is very foul and very I don't know what's happened. But this pastor said something very fascinating. He said, "Man, if you're a Democrat and you vote for these Democrats today, not the Democrats of Jesse Jackson, but the Democrats of today, you need to get the hell out of church because you're not a Christian. You cannot be a Christian and vote for the Democrats of today." I thought about what he said, and I listened to this. I said, okay, let's look at what's being stand up. Now, someone can make a good argument. He said, yeah, Democrats right now believe that we should have abortion, a woman should have a choice. You know, I got that. But also destroy the child, so they believe in that. Also, they believe in gay and lesbians. And I'm not against gays and lesbians, but they believe in gays and lesbians. They also believe that certain people in this world should have and certain people should not have. There's a lot of things that I look at the stableness. They also believe in that African-Americans are not smart enough to be intelligent to know how to go out and vote and know how to go out and get an ID when they always do. There's some things that I get questionable about the Democrat Party now that I see that now kind of favors to what we call the whitewash of America. You see what I'm saying? We're cool with these folks doing these things, and we're not cool. We allow people, and when it comes to the African-American community, because I have to say it, it's okay for us to go out and shoot and kill each other, but when someone else outside of race gets, we gotta fuss and fight and say we're not getting treated equal. But it's okay to kill the other black wife, and there's no consequences to it. We can walk the street and kill our own selves and hate ourselves, and then they tell you in the Democrat Party what you experiment was racist and what's not, and you're black. See, I have to come in. I have to correct this. I said you're black. You're the ones that's going through discrimination, and now they're telling you, which is another race, another the Democrat. They're telling you how you both are feeling, how you both act towards it. So I started adding into what this guy was saying, and I said, "Damn, you know what? The more you think about it." And he said, it's not the Democrats of the old. So you're not talking about Reverend Jesse Jackson when he came in, and when you talk about they were trying to help build the African-American community or whatever. These are the new Democrats. They are not really for you. You're actually below the level. They use you for talking points to make votes.
It's all connected, and it's just all a web of real messed up stuff, to be honest. I think, honestly, I don't know if there ever was a time the Democrat Party.
Republicans or Democrats, to be honest with you.
This is what I'm saying with the legal thing. We don't understand law to the point, and I'm still learning a lot myself, so I don't want anybody to think like I'm just some master that just knows it all when it comes to law. What I'm saying is I've opened a door that has caused so much overstanding in my life, and the comprehension of the information that I've absorbed has completely changed my perspective, and I absolutely want to learn more. So that's what I'm saying about the law. Like we don't have a good grasp on this to the point where we don't even vote based off of anything other than a party, and that is ridiculous. It's an outdated conversation to continue having.
Right, and like what Biden said, if you're not black, if you don't vote black, if you don't vote Democrat.
We have to evolve the conversation. We really need to start evolving the discussion to really start talking less and less about these parties, especially in regards to presidential elections and bigger elections, really start having discussions about primaries and things like that, voting in primaries, voting in local elections, voting for district attorneys, voting for the superintendents in the school board, head of the school boards, getting to these people at our local government, knowing our postmaster and our community and stuff, who delivers your mail and things like that. That's the type of thing you need to start getting acquainted with, and we've gotten away from community and neighborhood to that point. So when you think about a Democrat and a Republican, we don't think about the definitions of democracy and Republican. When we think about melanated people, we are naturally really a self-governing people. When you look at our nature, we don't like a lot of people in our business. Just from our cultural standpoint and references, that's a big thing. Black folks don't like people in their business.
Yes, that's true.
Period.
That is so true. And, I'm glad you brought that up. And that's what goes right back to what your husband was saying before. And what they were saying before, something that's very interesting with the jab. Because, see, again, our society now wants to be in our business. So we got Facebook, Instagram, we got all these social media.
Right. And think about the definition of a Republican, okay? A republic. A republic is something where the people govern themselves and the government is there for assistance. And things. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't understand the documents that form the foundations of this nation.
And you're right. And
you want to argue with you back and forth about race and stuff like that. Instead of using these proper documents and understanding what legal status is. And you can have a conversation all day, but I've seen the definitions. I've seen what you are labeled as if you put yourself down as black. That is a serious thing. It's not a joke. People think it's a game, and they just like, well, I'm black and you black, black, black. I'm like, we need to be careful.
It's not an origin. It's not even an origin.
It's
black
not.
Is
so
it's,
much tied into that we just making a clear choice not to understand just because we want to be tied to victimhood. So stepping out of victimhood is like the number one thing. So that's what I'm saying. Like, my whole thing is, it's so spiritual when you go on this journey. Like, it's spiritual. It's a physical health journey. It's legal. It's very holistic. The whole thing, because you're really walking into a war zone with these people, and it's all trignology. It's all and games. So
you're hitting it all on the board. Y'all are so good.
Talk about a democracy. Oh. A democracy is a majority rules type of thing. And I don't know if you know this, but majority rules doesn't really work in group settings.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. For real?
Yeah, it causes problems and resentment and stuff like that. They're like, instead of it being majority rules and it just being one or the other, more compromise-based kind of group teamwork type of dynamics actually work better, and it's more respectable, and you have a higher morale in your group, as opposed to being like, well, six said yes and, you know, three said no, so we're going with it, and y'all just have to get with it or get lost.
At some point,
after so many different votes with majority rules, faction is looking stank at the other faction for one reason or another based off of all of that. You see what I'm saying? So I definitely want to encourage people to come out tomorrow if you're able to come. There might be a few more tickets at the door in Lithonia, Georgia, because this is kind of what we do. This is our everyday. We live this. We breathe this. We're actively involved in these things. And it's kind of a lifestyle, and you kind of got to pick up on it. It's you have to be around the proper environment in order to really feel what we're talking about. There's only so much YouTube and kind of being on the web that you're going to get until you really start stepping into the nature of these things in reality. Like, it's all about the 3D world. I think we get caught up with the phones and the computer and now the metaverse and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to go out and get it. So KT back out here, he doing stuff, he doing events again. We took a break, and now that he's back out here, it's like it's time to step back in 3D and really start getting information, because honestly, that's the real information is going to be in person from here on out. They said the revolution will not be televised, and I'm starting to understand what they were talking about with that, because while all of this hocus pocus is happening on your phone with the blue light and the tablets and your kids is going wild on TikTok and stuff like that, it's going to be people in rooms having conversations. It's going to be think tanks forming. And we sit here and be mad at Bilderberg that meets every year and stuff like that. And we still ain't gotten sat down with our homegirls or our homeboys, we don't know how many years, and then started a think tank with them. Or then started some type of cooperative money funding group with them, where every month, even if it's $20, y'all all throwing $20, it's 80 y'all. You know, or 10 of y'all, that's $200 for somebody, you know, every month that they can have. Like, we're not doing that because we're not putting ourselves in the environment to do that.
Okay.
We need to start.
You're right, and you hitting on, y'all are hitting, all three, you're definitely hitting on a lot of things that I'd say. One thing that I say that I think one problem that we have, if you're going to talk about the melanated community, and I think this is going to be a spread to all the melanated community. I noticed that this is something that's been always involved with them. It's like they don't really love each other, love themselves. So that sex, more or less the relationship, it reflects the whole society, because when you're not taught to love and you're gone through a structure of life, because not everyone has come up with a mother and father, not everyone comes up with love and despair. They come up with a lot of other issues. So you get to a point where you might think you're positive and you think that your life is just chaotic because you're going to the, what you were saying earlier, victimized, what do you call a victim? You just said it earlier,
yeah.
Which
yeah.
I hear a lot of that still go on. And I you have people who hold up what we call, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to keep it real, the street thuggery life. And they say, well, you know, that guy, he gets a pass because, you know, you don't know how it is. He's hungry. He can't eat, you know, and it's okay for him to kill the girl or rape the girl because he had it happen to him. And, you know, he's black. You know, we should be supporting him. We should give love. We should say, okay, forgive him.
This is why I put the call out to the people. I don't know who's listening to your radio station, but I want to put the call out to them, the people who need to hear it, the people who this resonates with, because mm-hmm. We're not just advertising for you to come to the business or come to the store. I'm advertising I'm literally emitting a specific frequency that I need to get I want to hear it returned. And if I don't hear that proper frequency, then you ain't kosher. You see what I'm saying? I'm calling out to the ones who need to be there. I'm calling out to the ones we need to be speaking to, who we need to connect with, who have information that we may need.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a reciprocated effort here.
Mm-hmm.
So calling out to the people who need to be there tomorrow, the people who right now listening to this call, they going to church right now. This is gospel for them, and they've been waiting to hear people who are on this frequency. We're just here to let you know it's so scary out here. People are afraid to even speak like this. Do you understand? It's
yes.
Difficult to even form your words, to even talk like this. So we're putting ourselves out there just for the truth and for the Most High God. To, first off, I'm not going to see none of these men when I die. It's going to just be me and God. I'm going to have to answer for everything. So me speaking about this is deeper, way deeper than what somebody got to say or somebody laughing at me. We're far away past that at this point. You know, so when they say only God can judge me, I really take that to heart. God can only judge me because I only call truth into my life. I'm calling out to the people who need to be there, the people who need to come to the store. I really want to call out to the women and the ladies, because it's a lot of work that we need to do in the community, ladies, and we don't need to tear each other down or beat each other up to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And like you were saying, you know, it's a lot of hate and self-hate and tearing each other down. So I'm like, that's why I'm putting a call out and I'm emitting that signal of love so that love can be returned and they can realize those people might be full of love and they just have no idea how to express it. And they're just going through something. They need to go on a healing journey. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. Like, I'm low-key kind of like a spiritual therapist in a sense, a shaman, so to speak. Just helping people really get in with their emotional maturity. That's like a big deal in a community. We don't have emotional maturity. We react to things like children, you know, a lot of times. So that's like, that's really the call I'm putting out for that, like that type of energy you were talking about, just in a community, the self-hate. You know, how we do each other, how we are in relationships, you know, the fact that we can't stay together, you know, is difficult. You know, we got problems. And I ain't talking about the people who happy with how their life is. You happy with how your life is, you be happy with how your life is. But it don't seem like we happy. You know, every other
right on the head. We are not happy. I don't think any race. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying every other meme and just the narrative that's constantly being thrown at us is some type of complaint about the other sex or another. So that's why I'm like, sometimes you just need to put that call out there and let people know, like, yo, you need to come out and be amongst the people so you can start changing, so that you don't have to be this self-hating, you know, walking around with Paul all day with that.
And that's what...
Like, really trying to change people's hearts instead of being like, you know, y'all like this and this how y'all is. Like, no, be like, okay, we know it could be like that. Now, can we start turning this corner for those who need to hear that? Sometimes you do need to soften people's heart a little bit. So come on out and get that love. Like, come to the store and get that love and get that warm welcome where someone looks you in your eye and speaks to you like you're an actual human and sees that you exist. People don't do that anymore because they're caught up, and you know, that's what I do. That's what I love to do. That's what makes me happy, is connecting with people on that level.
And I'm gonna tell you what, I'm glad you came on here tonight, and I'm glad, I definitely need to have y'all back again. For I'm still got half an hour to go. I'm gonna say this. I just think I appreciate what you're saying, because it's something really. It's about solutions. It's about trying to make people alive to appreciate their life. We don't want these same situations happen in what's going on around the world or going on in these kids' school. We want people to have enlightenment. All people have enlightenment. And if that enlightenment is to go to this event tomorrow and hear them speak and hear them teach y'all something, go. Help yourself.
Yes,
do something better for yourself.
See, we want to see the people. We want to see y'all up in there, man. And be amongst y'all in fellowship with y'all, because we don't do enough of it, just to be honest. We do a lot of complaining and a lot of hooping and hollering, and we don't do enough rejoicing and fellowshipping amongst each other and positive vibes and positive abundance, you know. So just putting that out there for the people. And anybody who does want to stop by the store, I just want to give them the address. It's 1130 Chattahoochee Avenue Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. G, it's Atlanta, Georgia. It's on the third floor, Suite R. And tomorrow the event is from 5 to 9 p.m. at Black Dot Cultural in Lithonia, y'all. So, like I said, like, all you can do is be yourself. So that's all I was able to do this evening. Like, I'm gonna have to get off in a second too, get my bedtime, because I'm a circadian rhythm girl. Like, I try to get my rest, my beauty rest.
Well, before you go, I'm gonna play one song, because I do want to bring all y'all guys back before y'all cut out and talk to y'all one more time about just to get more in depth in y'all on how they can probably reach out on social media, because I know someone might say, well, you know, I heard the number and everything. I want to hear y'all about social media. But right now, I'm going to go to a quick song right quick, featuring K-Joe. I think K-Joe. featuring Rex Life from California, and I know K. Joe Killer, I think he's actually from UK. And this song fits right into something y'all saying, and it's called Solo. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this single. Miss, y'all let me know when it comes back. It's coming on right now. It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Sometimes I'm not okay, and that's okay. Same shit, no day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pay, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight. Or so they say, I'll wear that smile. I'll be okay, I'll be holding me down solo. Holding me down solo. Night. Look inside the mirror, see a face that I don't recognize. Airways still polluted, revolution will be televised. Still can't watch the news, the politics look like a pantomime. Agents all around me trying to take my soul and weaponize. Still can't trust the soul cause they might take the truth and improvise. Burned so many bridges recent, I can't even see the sky. Careful let the compliments, the devil come in new disguise. Nowadays it's you or die, unity need you and I. Hit the gram and do the most, act like everything is fine. Act like a brother don't bleed and a brother don't feel and a brother don't cry sometimes. Won't go back, no, can't go back to the feeling I really wanna die sometimes. Get some pussy, penetrate, blow a steam and medicate. If that don't work, I meditate. If that don't work, I hit repeat. If that don't work, I work on me. If that don't work, what time will tell? If they won't say, I tell myself.
Sometimes I'm not okay, and that's okay. Same shit, new day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pain, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight. Or so they say, I'll wear that. I'll be okay, I'll be holding me down solo. Holding me down solo. Holding me down solo. Holding me down solo.
I know I won't have no regrets. I could live at peace knowing I gave it my best. So many nights in my head, lonely. Nobody told me it would be easy, it was a challenge. Nobody showed me the ropes, I had to learn to balance on my own. Put in that hard work with the talent and grow. Learn to let love cleanse the palate and soul. I know my skin tone makes the news. We bend and break the rules. We see through smoke and mirrors, it feel like April Fools. Visit Ronnie in that level 4 prison, can't play it cool. Survivor's guilt be on my back when I sit in that waiting room. I wonder, why is luck on my side and my cover? I just notice the patterns around me, feeling like the rings of Saturn around me. Orbit, yeah, all of this chatter around me, falling deep in the abyss, but it don't matter. Sometimes I'm not okay,
that's okay. Same shit, new day, I'll wear that crown. I'll bear that pain, I'll be okay. My money long, my people straight. Or so they say, I'll wear that smile.
All right, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Style. Just back at you, man. We just got to hearing KJ Killer, I think, KJO. Future Rex Life from LA with Solo, man. Man, I'm going to tell y'all what. I got my guests on. Mr. Chi, I got the other two, the lady, and I'm going to tell y'all, that song fits right into what they were just saying. That's why I went on and played it. We walk around telling people we okay and we're really not okay. And we smile and we're not smiling really okay. Is that a factor? Mr. G, anyone there? Hello?
Yes.
Does that seem like something that we're talking about? I think that's very, very close to what you were saying, and I think that's why your thing tomorrow is something for us to really go to the All Event that's in Lithonia, to actually find some kind of enlightenment so we don't have to be telling people we okay and we ain't okay.
Yes, that song was dope. That song is dope. I'm definitely going to need the link for that. I would say that. Yes, and it definitely is relatable. Yeah, it's right up the alley.
And I think that song to me, and that's why I played it, because I was like, God, dog, when Ron came on, I got Mr. G on here, and then we went from everyone we was talking about, I started piecing up with that song, and I said, you know what? And this is the reality, and this is why I think that there's so much stuff, and that's why you probably have a lot of people who did take the jab and who felt that they should take the jab and felt because they really have no – they're not happy with their life. They're not comfortable with their life. They're just going through the motions saying, okay, I'm okay. A lot of us lost a lot of loved ones. We just say, okay, we're just going through emotion, and we don't have the vital to sit down and think. And I think this is probably why our communities are hurting all over the United States. Is because of this thing that we have to find somewhere in life to find enlightenment. I think enlightenment is very important. Enlightenment is very key to our existence as people, as human people, as moving forward. So, but I believe everything y'all were saying tonight is kind of led up to solutions for it. And I mean, I'm basically here live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. I'm definitely pushing my vote towards you guys and trying to push y'all to come back on more. Because I think that people need to hear your voices and hear there is this, because there's a frequency. You said it. There is a frequency, and everyone hearing this frequency. Today they might not hear it. Tomorrow they hear it. And they're looking for that frequency to say, I'm not just okay. I want to be okay.
See, you need to have me back on the show and make my own little segment called The Lies You Tell with Larry.
Hey, we can make it happen, man. I'm DJ TLS Styles. I got a lot of networks. I got a lot of folks that I talk to, a lot of networks and stuff and people we're talking to. And I think this is a very key thing going on now. I don't know with Ben Carson. I don't know if I say his name right, but Carson, they got the Extra Life. You got 99 Keys. You have a lot of folks out there who's talking, and we're just trying to, and what they're trying to do is get that frequency right. There's a lot of people who are talking, and they're just talking. But we can get that frequency, that's the most important thing. And that's the key thing to what y'all are saying. Everything y'all saying with the jab, with the COVID, all of it, so it makes a logical sense. Logical sense brings people to common sense. When people talk about mental illness and mental health, I always tell people, a person that acts crazy. We'd say, okay, he's crazy. You know you're not going to give him a gun. He's crazy. He acts crazy. He's not really crazy. He knows common sense from wrong to right, the right to left. But when you have someone mentally ill, they don't have no control over crazy. They're not crazy. They're just mentally ill. So it's a common thing to have to do. But I always say this, because God put us as children. He's God. God upstairs, the universal God. Because I don't really say one God is against crazy. He's a universal God. I've seen him do miracles where he fixed people. I've seen people when they don't have nothing just have something.
That's right.
I've seen people when you say it's over and they're still here.
That's right.
I've seen people where they gone through some stuff and you be sitting here, man, if I had to go through that, I would have just not lived here no more. I would not hold myself together. And these folks are still here. So I say this to this, and I say that God is in control of this. Regardless of what you hear and what all you hear, conspiracy out there on the big level, or white, whatever going on, extraterrestrial, if you believe in UFOs and all that stuff, that's good and all that stuff. But remember, he still controls all that too. So it's up to you. Now, there's one thing I always tell everybody when I'm on a call, and I know everyone always hears me. I always tell people you always have a bad day so you can appreciate a good day, because you have to have bad days. You have to lose things that you want so much that you have so you can learn how to appreciate what you did have. Then I always tell people on the top end, because this is where it's all at right here. We live by blessings because we're not promised to live in it. There's a war outside. We're not promised. I can go out here and get killed tomorrow. There's a war out there. There's a hand that probably guides me so I don't get killed.
DJ.
So I tell people, go ahead.
Man, this is your boy, Mr. G.
Okay, G.
I'm out here chilling, and I just got to Atlanta, Georgia today.
Yeah, yeah.
The people you speaking to, KT and his wife, they real humble. I come with that New York bullshit. I'm like, you know what? Dr. Sebi told me himself that KT is one of the smartest brothers he know. I call in my book, My Journey with Dr. Sebi, I actually call KT like Dr. Sebi 2.0. And his wife, Larie, trapped with Oracle. You can find her on Instagram. I'm able to travel all over the world because of her paperwork that she hooked me up with. If you go on my website, if you go on my Instagram, my Dr. Sebi book, you're going to see I was just in Honduras a couple of weeks ago, and before that, I was in Colombia.
Okay.
They not just talking this shit.
They are the cliff. No, I believe it. Y'all are. And that's what I'm trying to make sure that people get the cliff, that these folks are someone they need to hear.
Yeah.
And there's
no
a frequency out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have no idea how hard it is to get these people on the phone. Like, I'm here. I'm accessible. You know, I'm just used to marketing, networking. I come into Georgia, and I try to maximize every opportunity. When we linked up today, I was like, yo, all right, hit me at 11:30, because I know what they got to say. A lot of people want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Like, my story, I'm connected to them through Dr. Sebi. KT's mother was Dr. Sebi's fourth wife, I believe. And KT don't remember meeting Dr. Sebi because his mother was 8 months pregnant with him when she met Dr. Sebi, and he met his father later on in life. It was Dr. Sebi who was his first male model, and his wife is from Detroit, and we call her Trapped with the Oracle because she's seen the sea shit before we do. So just take advantage of this time that you got. I'm in the back. I'm going to let her keep rocking.
Oh, no, yeah. I apologize for interfering. I just wanted to get that element out. But, no, I want you guys to definitely – I'm not playing. I'm serious. The frequency is real with you guys. I know what you guys are. You have to tell. And that's why I'm trying my best to sell to the audience, too, at the same time, that these spirits, that these are folks you need to listen to. These are not somebody who just walk. These are the real deal people. And if y'all have any answers y'all want to call, people feel free to call in right now, 424-243-9617, if you want to speak to them. If you feel it, just give us a call in here. I just want to make sure what I'm doing here, I don't want to be no just, I don't want to take y'all off the topic, but I do know I need to bring y'all back with a better panel that I know that there's some great questions that some real frequency questions that could be answered to make sense to bring the people along. So I know a lot of people right now, there's a couple of people on the calls right now, 502-903, and I know they're just listening, trying to soak into what's being said. So that's the great thing about it. I'm seeing some people calling now and just listening. And don't want to say anything. They just want to hear the information and soak it in.
Of course, of course. And you know what? I'll leave it with a little mystery because I'm going to go ahead and head out. I'm going to head out, but I want to just leave people with how to find me and how to find KT, KT the Arts Degree. So even if y'all can't come, because some, I mean, you know, your listeners are all over.
They're all over the world. Yeah, these listeners are all over the world, and that's why I wanted to make sure that what I know, this is y'all are based on one thing. That's why I said I need to bring you back, because there are going to be other states and other cities that probably y'all be in, and those folks listening. There's people around the world that y'all probably countries y'all have not made it to right now listening to, and they probably want the same information. So definitely make sure you plug in all your social media, plug in everything to get in contact with you guys in case any other people want to produce, anybody else want to do a radio show or any podcast, and they want y'all on it. Definitely give them that information so they can reach out to you guys, because it's very important that y'all frequency and message get out to everyone, because there's people right now who are looking for you guys and they need this, they need that. And begging for God to give them and deliver them. So I always tell everybody, the blessing, and that's what I was trying to get to. The blessings, I always tell people, we all live by blessings. I tell people all the time, I give people rides and stuff, and people always say, you don't never charge nobody nothing. I said, you know why I'm blessed? Because I'm here. God bless me to open up my eyes every day so I can move forward. If I'm not here, I can't help nobody. I can't do nothing. My life is set up on blessings. So whatever I give to another human being, whatever I help, helps me stay here longer and blesses me around. I'm not looking for a funny. I'm looking for my guidance and what's going to help me, God, to me and to the likeness of my life. And that's a straight thing. And I always tell everyone, blessings is the most important thing, because if you don't have any of those blessings, you're not going to be here long. So I kind of put that goal, and that's why I'm saying what I'm doing right now, I want people to understand. Listen to these folks and gravitate to this. Get your frequency together. You ask all these questions, why? With these young children that got killed in Texas, you ask them why? This is these folks right here got solutions to help you fight your pain.
I know myself personally, I'm gonna shake you out of your victimhood, because you can't see clearly when you're stuck in that mentality, and that's why they intentionally cause trauma. And that's a whole nother talk. That's why you gotta bring me back on. That's a whole nother talk. We can talk about the psychological implications of childhood trauma and how people dissociate from themselves and personality disorders form and how you get narcissists and sociopaths and psychopaths. We can talk about that later. But that's a part of this, and that fits into all of the things that we do over here, and it just in regards to the explanation and the why. But you have to remove yourself out of that victimhood. So, you know, I definitely – that's really my big focus right now, is helping people get their conviction back with themselves so that they can stand up for themselves and know what their rights are and learn how to exercise their rights, and also the psychological, emotional, spiritual aspect of the different traumas that we go through, healing ourselves, getting back into our original forms, and get more in touch with our spirituality. And not just talking about it and just dancing around and you know, cutting out butterflies and coloring them in and calling it, you know, a garden and stuff like that. You know, like some real spirituality stuff that you really go in there with yourself and you get some real reciprocation from a real person, and not just somebody trying to pass you by into some kind of just some little false pseudo spiritual ambiance that ain't really, it ain't deep, you know, it ain't getting to your heart. So that's another thing. I was like, you know, we could come on and talk about that, all of that, because that's a whole nother thing. But for the meantime, in between time, you can catch me at trapwithoracle.com. That's trapwithoracle.com. That's my website. From there, you can get everything, my social media. Of course, my site is there with all of my products, clothing, metaphysical items as well. And my address for the store, my store hours, all of that good stuff, you can go straight to the site and get that at trapwithoracle.com, trapwithoracle.com. For KT, you can go to soionicbotanicals.com. That's soionicbotanicals.com, soionicbotanicals.com. Soionicbotanicals.com. If that doesn't pan out for you, just type in KT, the arch degree. That's KT, the arch degree. Just type it in on Google. You can Google him now, honey, and find him quick. You know, his site will pop up. You'll find So Ionic. You'll find his Instagram, and you'll be able to get to that site or get to him just by typing him in Google, for sure. But that's how you get to us if you don't make it to the event tomorrow. And my store is open Wednesday through Saturday from 12 to 8. So y'all can always stop by. And if you need like a quick legal consult or something like that, if you need a little bit of advice about a few things, I'm there for that. I'm open. Ask me questions while I'm here, while I have the time, while I'm available at the store. And, you know, there's a host of other things as well. So I will not hold you too long.
I know you want to host. Before you jump off record, one more question quick, and this is a quick one. In your boutique, do you have anything in web, on your website that actually show what you have in there so if people want to order outside the country and in other states, could they order it from your store, your boutique?
Yes, I have online ordering, and I have $5 flat rate shipping on everything every day on all items. So, you know, you can head to my site, and you're able to pull up my entire shop.
All right, guys, y'all got the info.
Yes. Go on social media. You can see pictures of the store. It's literally a boutique, and the definition of boutique is literally a small store, storefront that sells unique items. So it's literally a small space. It's about 300 square feet. My store is in a store. It's like a revamped storage container. So, you know, the whole sustainability movement and things, that's where my store is. It's on the third floor of a storage container unit. So it's done up really nicely. And, you know, it's kind of my little corner of the world where I get to just do me and express myself and kind of give these things to people where it makes sense, as opposed to me kind of forcing myself in the mold. But, yeah.
That's what's up. So I ain't going to hold you. I know y'all got a lot busy today. Y'all got a big event going on tomorrow. And if anyone can attend, it's here live in the A in Atlanta area. Or if you're traveling out into the A, definitely try to make that event. Make it and see if there's some tickets available. And then also, again, you can go straight to her website and get all the information that y'all want. And also, what's the name? And I know a lot of you guys might be right now saying y'all heard about the jab. And y'all like, oh, man, I took it and I might want it out because we've got some issues going on. They have that information there, too. You probably also can go to their website to get information. If anybody needs to book them, want to get y'all on that, get them out of state, go to their website, and you can probably request that, too, request all that information and try to get them to your state or your city or your country. All right. It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. Mr. G, are you out? You about to be out, too?
What up?
She's about to go get some sleep. I just basically wanted to talk to you a little bit about why I'm out here, and I could give you like another 15 minutes, then I got to get some sleep because I got.
Yeah, I know. I'm not holding you guys up. My show goes about 30 more minutes, and it's going to wrap out. The reason why this show is a late show here in the East Coast is that I actually pick up the people on the West Coast, and I also pick up some people in overseas because I want people to be able to be informed and be able to hear some good music and also be informed. So this is why I picked this time.
Make sure KT, the Arts Degree, and Larice send you their music. They're some amazing artists as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely we'll make that out.
They're not going to tell me. I'm going to tell.
Yeah, hey. Anytime I get it playing, man, I play it on you. And I know you were in the background. Did you get a chance to hear the late song from KJ?
Yeah, we were checking it out. We heard it right while you was on your break. We checked it out. You know who DJ Booth is?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name. I've heard the name before, yes.
He's actually Wendy Williams' DJ. Oh, he was Wendy Williams' DJ for a while. He was bumping Larice music all over Atlanta. And we bumping it in New York. We're going to make sure you get that, too, so you can.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's a possibility. I have it. Like I said, again, I'm very versatile with music. I'm very versatile with a lot of music. I just got to go check it out because I have a lot of stuff. When you talk about pure R&B, hip-hop, reggae, trap, drill, I'm pretty much aware of all of it.
Let me see if I can get her to give you a little taste.
What?
Come on, we live. Let them know.
Yeah, y'all okay? Oh, yeah, we, as a matter of fact, we have a lot of people that come live on here. We do. I get a lot of guests that do live stuff out of here.
Yeah.
But it's true, yeah.
This check out.
Like a little bit.
Give him a little bit, not too much.
No, never too much.
All right.
Ooh, you got me on spot. All right. Pain don't last forever. if you really gonna make a change. You got feelings and you're human, but sugar, everybody just ain't built the same. Oh, oh, I'm trying. Traumatized, so tired, twisted in the hope that you got all you folks locked up in it. I'm going to just leave it there.
Okay, don't give him too much. Don't give him too much. Come on now.
Hey, let me tell you what, that's nasty. That's nasty. Man, I can't. Yo, I need to go look and see. I might have something down there because that's nasty. That's great. I mean, Lord have mercy, man. I wish I had all my other callers on the phone. The ones I know personally, they would probably been up here crying.
Yeah, one stop shopping over here, man.
They yeah, I see. Yeah, y'all definitely putting down flavor. Y'all make sure you get that single out to me. I'll get into some rotations here on 6 Eyes Radio Network and some other platforms I'm on. Definitely.
I'm
also.
I'm gonna give them your map so they can connect with you too.
All right, no problem, no problem. Y'all heard them live here on the radio, 6 Eyes Network here. It's your boy DJ ATLM Styles, man. I mean, that's all I can say. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm gonna go ahead and get into some more music, and I'm gonna let my guests get on out because they got a lot important day to do tomorrow morning. They got a real important day. Matter of fact, I tell you what, I always do one thing. I play my 6 Eyes commercial. I think I need to do that before I go into music. So I always like to play my commercials to let everybody know what's going on. So always, don't text and drive. That's it.
DJ ATL, man, pleasure meeting you, King. We got a lot of work to do.
All right, no problem. No, definitely a lot of work. There's a lot of work. I would definitely be in touch with y'all.
Yes, sir. All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by 6 Eyes Radio.
Great, legendary DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, who always like to play music. You know, whether you're bad, good, or whatever, I'm going to make you sound like you are good if you're not. Because you can't get any best with the number one DJ of all time, Mr. DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. So I'm going to go ahead and play my homeboy, man. I love this song. I've been playing it here live on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. We've been in our rotation for a minute. And it's my man, D-Red. And the single was called Rain On Me. And man, he's fire. Let's get it.
I done made it through it all, took some chips to fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chips.
know it's gotta get away. Hard times coming up where I live, where I stay. Mama thugging for a baby just to see a better day. You weren't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had. And don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall. Just fall, put my back against the wall, hey. And I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of partners jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all on you. I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall. Put my back against the wall.
Started off sexy, what do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in the champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gonna do it like this.
Got an addiction for life. Make this so easy.
don't even clap the same when we living that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Said it's all about this.
That's the time that you should try and fail and try again. And then it's like, when you get old, you're like, at least I tried. Didn't work out, you know? So I said, look, man, I'm going to go for it. And if I end up broke or poor or whatever, then, you know, at least I tried, you know?
Empty stomach with a full clip. Different day, but I proceed to repeat with the bullshit. 9 to 5, it don't pay the rent. Sticking silent, go hitting it, hitting it. Honey, shift the brick, put me in the mix. Cousin smoked up all my shit, put me in a twist. Fuck them niggas on these hollow tips. I forgive them, but I can't forget, BBS is all that I'm fixed. And my beach is dripping water, hot Titanic, my neck. Got a room at the Four Seasons, fuck them hoes at the Westin. Caught the rollie with the paper planes, ain't no distress, hold the dress. Smoking dirty, dirty in a box. Throwing stains at the rental cops. 200 stains in this rental car. Mama says it's over, get you paid, but it won't get you far. Empty stomach with a full clip. Different day, but I proceed to repeat with the bullshit. 9 to 5, it don't pay the rent. Stick inside, let's go hit it. Honey, ship the brick, put me in the mix. Really, cousin smoked up all my shit. Put me in a twist. Fuck them niggas on these hollow tips. I forgive them, but I can't forget.
Grams exfoliate to shake friends, molded into snakes. Stay campus side hustles, pushing minor weight. Prey on the Ralph Lauren, polo collars, fairy rockers. They mama send them cash for books that I'm joking as profit. The green goblin, ganja, got me high as a cockpit. Business class seats en route to Miami, Florida. Like Dan Levitard, I'm analyzing the sport of rap. Instead of competing, y'all keeping relations intact. Draped in all black like a bat out of hell. Eviction letters have me working calculators and scales. My failed efforts of passing drug tests led to bagging up powder like meal prepping. Weight on my shoulders had the deadlift commended by diehard fans packing out venues. My brother pack a 38 special next to his pelvis. In case you trying to end this dynasty, think twice before your life gone. From thrift shops to Givenchy Python. And my fucking robe is Chanel, dog. Got beef, my Haitian will catch a spell, dog. Word is born, had to make it back home just to fuck some old hoes, you know how it go. Roll slow, win that 500. Stay blunt, young and Dre, ain't the one to play, little sucker.
Empty stomach with a full clip. Different day, but I proceed to repeat with the bullshit. 9 to 5, it don't pay the rent. Stick inside, let's go get it lit, get it lit. Honey, ship the brick, put me in the mix. Really, cousin smoked up all my shit, put me in a twist. Fuck them niggas on these hollow tips. I forgive them, but I can't forget.
what I
Magnums, why jig a bag something? Watch the platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks of the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best face. Don't forget the vinyl, take girls, break spinal. Biggie B, Ricky like Lionel. Shit, you seen the hey dude, dip the H classes, ice project off light, shit flashes, blinded broke asses, even got rocks and beard mustaches, rock top fashions. Ain't shit changed, except the number after the dot on the range. The way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still took still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your guns raising, mine is blazing. See, you wanna see me on talking to sweetness, take it for weakness, and leave quick. Lock up.
Look all I can live it, just one day my day.
Take me to the moon. Go watch out for my heaven, we'll meet the sun. I'm so in love with your life. Don't wake me up, oh, I'm finally home.
Pups and Zion imagine used to be on the block. Biggie up in heaven looking down on us for pop. Pour out some liquor, I'm a puff daddy on us to rock. My early presidential, down there big as a clock. Ran up in poppy, see some thigh tees and we gone. You niggas at home screaming the fight song. Javante, Saint Laurent made out of python. 40 cal sig with the red dot sights on. Dollar dome, take a walk in my old shoes. That you wouldn't ball every chance that you get. We living for the moment, makes sense, don't
it? That's right,
to the moon. To the moon.
Vegas, you can't break us, lost chips on Lakers, gassed off Jack,
country house, tennis court, the horseback, riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Who say mobsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed, slug past your brain. Reminisce on things who Coochie used to think when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Taste and catch more of the outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen war. Couldn't score if they have point game. They lame. Speak my name, I make them dance like James.
Sure, you guys, you know, keep following us. And if you come to check out the squad, they're on Friday night, man. Check them out, man. They're still doing it big. It would have been nice to have them all on here tonight. This is just a planned thing, but we will, you will see them all collaborate. Hey, before I get out of here, I'm going to play some more music, sir. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play, what I'm going to mix into it. So much music out here, man. Y'all should check me out when I'm doing my other shows. I'm just tripping. Here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Don't be great. Whoa. I'm just trying to get something on here, man. I just want to go out with something nice and something relaxing. I think I need to go up a level. Let's look in here. I might put something in here. I tell you what, let's do some raw air. Girl, we rarely do that. Let's do some raw air. You sing me.
I know you. the game.
We are tonight, man, here live on the Six Sides Radio Show. I'm coming to it, man. Big shout out to Six Sides. Big shout out to the squad. Big shout out to all the folks, man. Big shout out to the people and the guests I had on the show tonight. Big shout out to everybody, you know, everybody around the world and all the tragedy. Lord, prayers, my prayers is with all the victims who lost life this week and all the people who passed on and moved on. My prayers is with you. Have a safe journey. I'm just going to say that and leave you that thought, man. Everybody, like I say, it's your boy, DJ TRL Style. Drop it, drop it, drop it like it's hot. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Woo. Get ready to have a feel this week, man. I got a lot of stuff to do. So get ready. Don't be afraid of how you feel. All right, it's your boy, DJ TRL Style, and I am out. So y'all go ahead. Y'all think it's the boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Style. Woo! Catch y'all next Saturday.
It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta Style. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Bye.